Know-how, the 8 skills that separate people who perform from those who don't. Author, Ram Charan. Although personal traits are important in making successful leaders, it's the know-how that separates those who build long-term values from those who hit short-term targets. The command of these know-hows enables you to diagnose any situation and take appropriate actions. However, they must be combined with the right personal traits to make optimum use of them, as they interact with one another and with the know-how. Here is a detailed theory explaining 8 business know-hows and how they interact with personality, psychological orientation, and cognitive architecture. 1. Positioning and repositioning. The know-how of positioning is the ability to recognize change and take actions to adjust to the market. It is the detection of a need, imagining a new way to satisfy it, thinking through the specifics of what it would take to make it exist, then repositioning the company accordingly. In today's world, positioning does not last long, and its essence is to know when a change needs to be made, determine its shape, and link it with the fundamentals of money-making. Positioning always requires some educated guesswork, with emotions set out of the way, as sometimes the potential for big money can skew the perception of what will happen if some of the judgments prove wrong. Trust your instincts only after prolonged iterations of the many factors involved, which requires searching for the right sources of information to form the foundation for the conception and shaping of the repositioning. Expansion of psychological openness, lesser fear of failure, and increased self-confidence. Cognitive bandwidth, with acuity of observation that leads to the tenacious search for a new need. 2. Pinpointing external change. This know-how allows you to make a sound judgment about where the world is going and put your business on the offensive by looking out far and taking into account developing trends that may not seem directly relevant now, then do the kind of analysis necessary to prepare for rapid change and new opportunities. You have to be psychologically comfortable to go beyond traditional thinking about an industry and sense what is happening on the outside. Accordingly, make internal regulations to ensure that the employees can identify the risks connected to an opportunity and develop the tools to overcome them. To execute change, things must transform internally. The working of the organization, its behavior, and its culture. The know-how of making the organization's social system deliver what you need is a prerequisite for success. 3. Managing the social system. Every company has a social system. The various ways people come together to do their work, influence each other, develop relationships, share information and make decisions, which determines whether they deliver on the commitments or not. Managing this social system has 2 parts. First is to be able to establish what critical decisions must be made and by whom, and then use that insight to design routine meetings to bring the right people together to make those decisions. Second is to shape the behaviours displayed through interactions while taking those decisions, as well as the content of these discussions, and ensure that the outputs link to results. 4. Selecting leaders. Getting things done as a leader depends on how well you grow other leaders, which requires accurate judgment of people and their potential. Then provide them with the opportunities to expand their abilities. It requires focusing on people, not jobs. Searching for talents and creating career moves to test them through an ongoing process. Developing your judgment on people requires time and energy, and you have to create a view about a person's competence and look at him more broadly to monitor his actions. And then match this to a job in which he will shine, not just running review or succession planning sessions. 5. Moulding a team. Building a team means having people with the right technical competence, decisiveness, ability to deliver commitments, respect colleagues, and the skills to lead subordinates. The important thing here is committing them to total business goals to keep their efforts aligned and mould their behaviour. Team moulding happens in a group setting to help create a picture of the total business and correct any divisive behaviours in the presence of others. This way, they all see the same facts, discuss their observations and thoughts, and come to understand the interconnectedness of their functions and skills. Accordingly, set higher goals, pinpoint changes in the external environment faster and more precisely, and can better communicate to their own people the business positioning, goals and priorities. 6. Setting goals. Goals are the destination you want to take your business to. Once stated clearly and communicated to the organisation, people's energy is aligned. There is a know-how to setting the right goals. In the right combination, with the right time frame, and at the right level, after considering what has previously been achieved and what is projected, you should select more than one goal, then define them clearly with specified time frames at the start, and make them flexible to adjust as the world changes and the opportunities expand. Be clear in your thinking about what is really required to deliver the chosen goals, and assess their applicability and avoid increasing the financial goals of higher performers to make up for what the laggards fail to deliver. 7. Setting priorities. You may have the right goals, yet select the wrong priorities. The right priorities combined with follow-up keep the truly important things from being driven off the radar of work, where everything can seem urgent and important. When you select priorities, you have to choose among 4 criteria: importance, urgency, long-term versus short-term, and realistic versus visionary. Otherwise, you'll have muddled results. It may be necessary for you to choose unpopular priorities for reaching your goals. Accordingly, you have to have the skill to convince people that you have set the right priorities and get a buy-in from those who have to carry them out. 8. Dealing with external forces. Every business today operates in a complex societal and political milieu that demands more than just profits. Thus, business leaders are required to deal with issues that go beyond the market. Imagining what an outside group is really after requires reframing things not just through a different lens, but with a whole different logic and set of values. The ability to listen with an open mind and determine what the group or its leaders are after is essential, because it can diffuse an issue and helps you understand what winning and losing really mean to those parties. Look for ways to communicate, knowing that if you bridge the gap soon enough, you can help reshape the issues and outcome. While dealing with such groups, bear in mind that every aspect of your business is a fair game for external constituencies. Multi-sources of media have made transparency a prevailing condition. Legal entities are a lagging indicator of society's evolving values and expectations. Pressures may come from a government through its legislations and regulations. Be proactive and identify issues before they become a serious problem. Societal pressures on business and interventions by governments will continue to increase. Accordingly, leaders must learn not to resist them and be psychologically adept to anticipate such forces and deal with them effectively. As you examine your company's positioning, you need to predict which societal issues might be raised through which groups, and get your team prepared for the fact that such issues will arise, then develop a methodology for dealing with them and shape solutions.